Joining us here on the program, Hunter, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing outstanding. Now, did you stay? I know you had an unofficial visit to Wyoming, you know, on Saturday. Were you there for the entire football game?
No, we weren't. My mom decided to leave at halftime. We had a bunch of my buddies and I, and we didn't know if the summit was going to ice over or anything just because all the rain and it was getting kind of cold. So we left at halftime, but we were kicking ourselves the next morning. So,
man, that was exciting stuff right there, Hunter. You know, what a decision for you. We know what you've been through the last few months with your basketball future and your collegiate future. So you make that visit. What sold you on the University of Wyoming that maybe you hadn't already been accustomed to when you were there on Saturday?
Well, it wasn't really anything that really caught my eye. I've always loved Wyoming and always loved everything that they offered to me and my family, but it was just, ever since I decommitted from Creighton, I knew that I wanted to go to Wyoming because they were my second option if I would have not originally committed to Creighton. But after I decommitted, I knew what I was doing, so I called the Coach Edwards and just talked about seeing if he still wanted me and seeing if they still have a scholarship open for me. So I'd say it wasn't anything that really caught my eye. I've just always loved everything they have to offer, and definitely Wyoming basketball is on the uprise, so I'm excited.
Hunter, I know when I talked to you earlier today, you said that Coach Larry Shiat and Jeremy Shiat and Scott Duncan, who was an assistant at the time that you had committed to Creighton, that those guys were really the ones that were, you know, focusing in on you with your recruitment. That you had talked to Coach Edwards a little bit here and there, but what kind of things did you see out of him, and what kind of relationship have you guys started to build since you reopened your recruitment and he was more active in recruiting you?
We just started with the basics and just swapping contact information and getting to know him a little better, and my parents getting to know him a little better, including the other two new coaches. And Coach Shiat was definitely a lot more old school, I'd say, and that's why I think everyone loved him so dearly and why he was such a great guy. But Coach Edwards is high energy, likes to joke around with you, and he's just a fun person to talk to, and definitely excited to play under him, and definitely excited to build a new relationship with him. So,
I tell you what, Hunter, you take a look at what Wyoming's got in the post, and already there, and what's coming in the future with the addition of you coming in there. I tell you what, they're building some depth. Was there any talk about how this program wants to build towards that? Is that something that they're wanting to build towards, or is it something that was even discussed about building some size inside with the Cowboys?
Well, not really. They just kind of told me they were really impressed with my perimeter skills. My dad's always trained me when he was the head coach for the Hornets back when I was little. He always trained me to be a guard. And they told me I would post up sometimes, but mostly play a stretch four just because I showed him what I can do against quicker guys in the AAU season, and just how I use my footwork and knowledge of the game to outthink and just, I guess, make the defender look silly with my footwork. So more perimeter, I'd say, than post, but here and there I'll post up and hopefully show what I can do on the post.
Was making a decision on your future a big priority to get done prior to the start of the basketball season come November, December? Was that something that you'd wanted to do after decommitting from Creighton?
Kind of and kind of not. After I decommitted, there was kind of a couple days where I was just sitting there thinking about what I want to do and what I want to accomplish in my senior season. And once I finally figured out that Wyoming is the place for me, I talked with my family and my mom and dad and Coach Gray, and I just told him, I said, might as well just get it done now and not have to worry about it, so I can just enjoy every second of my senior year and hopefully bring back another state championship to Pine Bluffs.
I don't know, before you committed to Creighton, you had a number of different suitors from, you know, all parts of the country, you know, Colorado, Colorado State, New Mexico, and a handful of others. Did those other schools come back in on you after you're decommitted from Creighton and try to sell you on their programs again?
Well, not a lot. I expected once I decommitted to for them to all come back, but I decommitted right before the last AAU tournament in Vegas. And so I don't know if the word didn't get out there that I decommitted or anything, but I mean, it's not like I was looking for any new schools, but UNLV and Nevada, and those were the two schools that contacted me. And Coach Reckner from New Mexico also contacted me probably, I think, a couple of days after I decommitted. So, I mean, it wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. So that was nice, not having to worry about starting that whole 12 p.m. calls and getting texts from coaches every second of the day. So it was nice.
Now, you guys have quite the winning streak. Jeremiah, what was their winning streak?
It's 27, isn't it, Hunter?
Yeah.
27 game winning streak going on right now at Pine. Obviously, now you do know that. Is the goal just to win a state championship, or do you guys have the undefeated thing you want to do? What's the goal this year for you guys?
The goal is always the state championship. I mean, undefeated is just icing on the cake. And, I mean, obviously everyone's aware of our win streak and stuff, and I keep telling the guys not to get caught up in that stuff, and because if we let our guard down, you know, anyone could come in and beat us. But I'd say our goal is getting a repeat, because we all knew that we should have at least been in the state championship game, at least our freshman and sophomore year. So we still have that bad taste in our mouth. So we're hungry for another one.
Could you score you're playing the 2A schedule. Every time you touch the ball, and I know it's a team game, I get that, you're a good teammate, but could you score every single time if you touch the ball against 2A competition?
I mean,
I'm having a little fun with you here, Hunter, too. So yeah, you can. I understand. I know that's a tough question, but I'm like,
no.
Dude, you're 6'10". I don't think anybody else even close to your height in 2A basketball.
Yes, I know I can, but I mean, everyone jokes around with me, and I mean, it's been one of my biggest weaknesses probably as a basketball player, is I'm not selfish enough at points, but
which I'm sure your teammates are grateful for.
Oh yeah. But then again, there comes a time where my teammates are like, Hunter, you're the best player in the state of Wyoming, so why don't you just get the job done and score it? So I mean, it's kind of a love-hate relationship, but I'm sure, I mean, that's just how I am. I don't like to be the number one, you know, go-to guy. I believe in a team aspect and breaking down the defense with all the weapons we have, and that's why I'm thankful to have so many weapons on our team, so it's exciting.
Are you a better dunker than Hayes Fornstrom?
No.
No?
Well, I love Hayes to death, so I mean, Hayes is a freak of nature. He when he came in as a freshman, he could kind of dunk it. And so then I got on his butt and I told him, if you don't get in the weight room, I won't talk to you ever again. And I mean, that's how Hayes and I's relationship is. And so he finally got in, and now he's, I mean, some of the things he does is just amazing, and I mean, it's definitely worth the work he's put in, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Good stuff. Hunter, we do appreciate the time. Thanks for taking a little bit out of your day for joining us here on the program, and best of luck as you're getting ready for your senior year. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, bye-bye.